Imagine being able to travel to any point in time. Where would you go? And what would you do? You could witness some of the greatest moments in history.
That's gotta be Kane! Break it down!
Interrupt your regularly scheduled program for this special report.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. This past week, the Generation X was informed that TSN, Star TV, Sky Sports, and USA Network is drawing the line on standards and practices as it relates to WWF programming and to Generation X. In the future, we need to be careful of what we do and what we don't do. Again, DX gets in trouble every time we do something gratuitously. Therefore, the following is the standard and practices that DX promises to adhere to.
From the hours of 9 to 10 p.m., we will only use the words ass, damn, and hell. We will, however, never use the words or any other sexual or racial slurs. From the 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. hour, we will only use the words ass, damn, hell, and we will, however, never use the words or any other racial or sexual slurs. Now, as it pertains to video, we promise there will be less references. Hey, watch your mouth.
Me.
We will have less references to our enormous genitalia.
And on a final note, even though many of you believe that currently the favorite pastime in the oral office is swallow the leader, I did not, I repeat, I did not sleep with that young intern. As a matter of fact, I was up all night.
What a great promo.
That was great. I'm so pumped. I'm so patriotic.
I know.
America.
America.
Finally,
yeah.
We get some rules and regulations on DX, which, I mean, honestly, we've been preaching since day one. You know, we want to go back to, you know, a little more PG version of the WWF. Did you know all the swears that they bleeped out?
Just the N-words.
Though there was all just N-word over and over again?
They said they only bleeped the N-words.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow. I was going to see if we could guess what they all were, but you already knew they were the N-words.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
I get why they would.
Let me pick your brain on that. I thought it was, I mean, I love the N-word as much as anybody else, but I thought it was kind of a lot, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, a little overboard.
Yeah.
And you're we call you Hard R. That's your nickname.
Yeah, Hard R. It's like, for sure. Yeah, what a great promo. What a great way to start this Raw. And you know, we're coming off of two bad ones. So this has to be...
This might have been the best. It's up there.
And this was a great Raw.
This is the attitudiest Raw. And I know we've said that before, but it's going to get to be a little more attitude-y as we go along. And this...
Attitude.
Yay. This thing proved a few things.
Okay.
Don't need a ton of matches. Don't need that many people featured on there. And just do some crazy shit and the fans will be all about it.
So, yeah, they're figuring it out here. We're season 6, episode 5. And I think we just need to get the fuck out of California.
Yeah.
We got
the heartland of America, the crossroads of America, I should say.
Sure.
Indianapolis, Indiana.
Absolutely.
Home of the Pacers. What was it? I forget what the name of it. Fleet Center? No, that's the one in Boston. Market. Square Arena.
Yeah. Boston Market Arena.
Market Square Arena.
Market Square Arena.
Market Square Boston Arena.
Yeah.
That's where it is, Indianapolis. And we've got the promo you just heard, the, I guess, public service announcement for DX.
Which is right around the time of the whole Bill Clinton thing, right?
Yes. Yes. So.
Which came out when?
When did Bill Clinton come out? Or when did he become president? Or when did he...
When did he tell everybody he was gay?
I think that, yeah, it was January 1998. So, yeah, it was just around now. Not only do we get that, after the Raw music hits, DX comes out in Uncle Sam outfits. Balloons, red, white, and blue, all over the place, coming off from the roof of the arena.
Yeah, they got some picket signs.
All Tyson versus Austin. Uncle Sam wants Tyson versus Austin.
Only in America.
And
Sean wants a bodacious blonde.
Right down the middle. And really good here. Chai's coming out too. She's got her own picket sign. She's not wearing an Uncle Sam costume though.
No, I noticed when they start doing the thing, she just doesn't.
She just does her own thing.
She does her own thing, which I respect.
We didn't get a chick costume, you know? That's what I
think. Well, if she can't do too much patriotic things. When you're China.
That's right. That's true. That would have been a little controversial.
You got to stick with very communist outfits of not changing.
Yeah, only a little glitz and glam. You don't want to show off too much. Great promo here, too.
Yeah, what are they campaigning here, Tom?
They're campaigning that we need to see Mike Tyson.
Okay.
And Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah.
Against each other at WrestleMania. So now you got four people working towards this. You don't just have Don King and Vince McMahon who are going to do whatever they can to get those two forces together. Now, and you don't just have Tyson and Stone Cold who will do whatever they can to fight each other. And so I guess you've got six people now because you've got eight.
Triple H,
Shawn Michaels, China.
And China's cancer. Yes. On the same
page. They're all voting. Yes. To have this match at WrestleMania, so we will see what kind of transpires here. But
we'll see, especially what's Indiana at this time? Probably a swing state, or no?
A lot of swingers
yeah,
in Indiana.
That's what I thought. Yeah,
I don't know. Probably. Yeah, you know, it's probably not.
Still concerned. pretty hard red, right? Yeah, I feel like there's got to be more swing states back then, though, right?
A lot of swing states back in the 90s before everybody was on Facebook showing off everything you were doing, you know?
Yeah. Quit showing off.
But before you know it, before they can get through with the promo, you hear the glass shatter?
Yes.
Stone Cold comes out.
Yes.
Talks their ears off.
Okay.
So face to face with Shawn Michaels.
Very face to face. Says he's going to kick Tyson's ass, but right now, after winning the Royal Rumble, Shawn, your ass belongs to me. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Not me, jackass. You, jackass. Goddamn jackass.
So, yeah, I feel like even though, I mean, this is the WWE, I feel like how close Stone Cold was and the energy that he was bringing, I feel like Sean's ego was a little bit checked here as well.
Yeah, he even steps up to him. So this is great content. So we'll see how that goes the rest of the episode. Yeah. And obviously,
I felt this. I felt this whole promo. Yeah. I felt that it was good. Yeah, and if you could, as long as you can make me feel.
That's all I want these days.
Just to feel
something.
Yeah.
The only way I can get it is from late 90s wrestling.
Yes. All right, let's talk about what we got coming up here. They plug two matches. Stone Cold will be versus Road Dogg. And Owen Hart, that he just got the European Championship. Let's put it on the line here tonight.
Let's do
it. Even though The Rock's been the IC title and hasn't really been putting it on the line ever. But, what are you going to do? And that's going to be versus Billy Gunn. So Road Dogg and Billy Gunn, both Outlaws getting some
singles action, huh?
Yeah, well, getting some airtime.
We've got another tag team here in some singles action. Weirdly enough, against each other in a hardcore match.
And that is Cactus Jack and Chainsaw, like the tool.
Yeah.
Charlie, that's his name. Mm-hmm. Chainsaw Charlie.
Chainsaw Charlie.
Doesn't matter what Chainsaw, he didn't see anything.
No, it's Chainsaw Charlie.
Right.
It's... Yeah. It's the same thing.
We got a lot of cover. Let's not get into
this. This is like a trash can match or something, they're just calling it, because they each bring trash cans out.
Yeah. So, what's, I know you guys are thinking these guys are a tag team. They kind of want to just show how hardcore each other is, so I get it. You know, why not?
Let's not each other, hit each other with stuff.
Sure.
Throw each other off stuff.
You know.
Jump on each other through stuff.
A couple oohs, ahs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some booze, some Chainsaw ahs. Charlie is coming out with a large trash can on wheels full of weapons and Cactus Jack gets on the mic and says, "That's not a garbage can. This is a garbage can." And comes out with this giant dumpster full of knickety-knacks, if is what I'm calling that.
Yeah, knickety-knacks would be accurate. No one calls them that.
So as you can imagine, tons of trash can headshots in the ring and a ton of stuff going on here. But this is where things get interesting.
Off the rails. But there are a couple cool spots with the dumpster with some ladders. Rolling down the ramp, things like that. But towards the end of the match, and you can tell it's the end because of the spots here, the Chainsaw Charlie gets thrown into the dumpster.
Yeah.
Cactus Jack climbs the Titantron, does a flying elbow drop off the Titantron into the dumpster on top of Chainsaw Charlie. Crazy spot. Probably the craziest we've ever seen on a Raw.
Best way to open a Raw.
Best way to open a Raw. I think when this match started, you're like, I want this to just be 20 minutes. And it was pretty close, but so he jumps on him. They're in the dumpster, and then all of a sudden, the New Age Outlaws run out with some rope, and they tie the dumpster lid shut, and then they roll the dumpster like they're gonna roll it down the ramp, but then they have a change of heart, and they roll it off the side of the ramp, onto the ground through some tables,
about 8 to 10 feet.
Yeah, right? About a 10 foot drop, I would say.
Uh-huh.
Dangerous move. The immediately official storm into the dumpster area, open it. Nobody's moving inside. It's a harrowing scene. Superstars are coming out to help. Nobody knows what's going on. Sonny bawling her eyes out. Sonny is distraught.
I would say the first one on the scene, Marvin's Mark
Merrill. Yeah, he was the first one there.
Him and
Barry Windham for some reason. But
they were the closest.
Yeah. And then the Boricuas and Owen Hart were helping. You know, this was, I've never seen something bring so many people in the locker room together.
Because it was a patriotic episode.
It was a patriotic episode that probably helped. And we had some little krabapple going on too, because then the New Age Outlaws were there and they were celebrating. Vince came out, chewed him out a bit.
Yeah.
Pat Patterson, Jerry Briscoe, everybody's chewing him out, one of the refs.
Flash Funk,
he got heated because he's got experience with Terry Funk and Cactus Jack from ECW.
Right.
So then he starts throwing punches, and there's a big.
Even though I think you pointed this out, this is like very weak compared to like ECW.
Yeah,
stuff,
yeah, still, yeah.
Pretty big for them.
Yeah, they're selling it well, and so they have to have an ambulance come out and take them to the hospital.
Yeah, both men are leaving to the hospital in an ambulance, and about 20 minutes after, this is going on forever,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, it takes a while.
I was asked, I did want the 20-minute match, but, you know, I got what I asked for. New Age Outlaws are being interviewed after all this, and, you know, JR said, don't you know that they have kids, and, you know, Road Dogg's got a good point. He has kids, too, and he needs to... They both need to make an impact in this business, and that's what they thought they were doing, but they all seem kind of like they did feel bad.
Yeah, they did, until the voice of reason came. So conspicuous by their absence in the whole brouhaha out there was DX. DX comes up to the New Age Outlaws here during the interview and says, no, you guys shut up. This is exactly what they want you to do. They want you to draw ratings. They want you to go over the top, push the envelope every time.
Push
it. Crazy right stuff right down the middle. So you just man up and, you know, be cool with this, because this is what they're paying you for. Draw ratings, and that's all that matters. So interesting spin on things here.
Yeah.
Very interesting. What do you think about this?
I think this is obviously a big push for Road Dogg, and obviously the one more step for them to get closer and closer to becoming DX as a whole, because I still don't think that they're considered part of the DX group at this point. So I was wondering also in this momentum of DX, I thought that they were going to like initiate them into DX, but I think it's just going to happen organically. Like one day there's going to be wearing DX.
I think they do actually initiate them officially, okay. But I think it's the day after Sean. It's the day Sean retires, I think.
Well, that would make that would make sense. Mm-hmm. So,
well, I think it's the day after WrestleMania.
Yeah, it could be.
But it might happen earlier. But I think that's what it is, and I think X-Pac comes at that point too.
Yeah, because so. I mean, they've been kind of with them. I know that they helped them out with against LOD back in like November. So they've kind of been, you know. But also, you know, DX is still hiring like the Boricuas to do shit.
Yeah, they got the Boricuas. So, they got China's Cans. So there's a lot lot of different members at the moment. So they're still kind of. I think they're, you know, prospective members for sure. You know, not patched members yet, though.
Sure. Moving on, that is the first half of Raw. I know it's crazy. We just covered that match. But, you know, Sonny cried a lot.
Yeah, Sonny was looking great, too, by the way. I don't know if, I don't know if she was crying because Terry Funk had her somas or she didn't get any somas from the
Yeah, they're like, somebody get some babies. Yeah. Like, my last fucking match.
Been there before, though, Sonny. Not easy.
Yeah, especially when you don't expect it. At least you know you got to cherish those last few. Let's move on to our European title match, where we do have the European title holder, Owen Hart. Versus Billy Gunn. And this match was actually... These matches, though, even... I mean, the first one, everything is like... I feel like everyone's wrestling at like 100%. Yeah. Like everything.
Well, they
got to
go a lot for Indianapolis, and now they're fighting in honor of Terry Funk and Mick Foley. Oh, he comes out pissed. Pissed. And just kind of takes it to both of them right away because they're both in the ring, but he actually is facing Road Dogg and sets him up for a sharpshooter, and you get an interference from, or he's fighting Billy Gunn, get an interference from Road Dogg, and DQ. So he maintains the title.
Yep. DX come out and they jump little Owen. Kind of hard here. Everyone's taking their fair shots here at Owen, including China. She takes a couple shots while somebody holds Owen. And they move him to the beginning or the entrance of the Titantron. Back where things already got heated. And they throw Owen... I think he gets a DDT, if I'm not mistaken.
To the steel.
Yeah, that looked a little stiff there. And now their idea is to throw Owen just completely off of the Titantron.
Onto the concrete floor, 10 feet below.
So they
no protection of a dumpster. No protection of any shipping peanuts, which there were a lot in the dumpster we didn't mention. And then just kill. Basically, it's like it's almost like you were to drop this guy 60 feet from the rafters onto a ring or something.
Might as well
in this situation. That's pretty bad. Yeah. So thank God before they're able to do it, Jerry Briscoe and the WWE officials are able to stop them and get them out. What are these guys playing at here? They're really taking those DX words to heart.
Yeah. I mean, it's the Outlaw show today.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't know?
Somebody better call an ambulance. Yo, I better call an ambulance. Let's move on. Speaking of Mark Merrill, he does have a matchup tonight with Mosh of the Headbangers, and he's coming out with Sable, and holy shit, I gotta put it here.
Look at them cans!
Look at them titties.
They are bigger than I remember.
Bigger than
bouncier
I remember.
Bouncier than I remember.
Yeah.
What's even holding them up?
I don't know. I'm surprised that Skin was able to stretch that much.
I know.
Pretty wild.
Yeah, how do they do that, by the way?
I don't know. Without having, like, stretch marks or anything. I don't know.
Do they have stretch marks? Is it fake skin? It's not fake skin, right?
No, you're just pushing it over, but I feel like...
How do fake boobs work, guys? Swipe up and let us know, because you just got that skin stretching? Like, how...
I'm sure the skin just stretches. Well, I'm sure.
I mean, like...
But elasticity.
Like, what do you... Like, you got this, so, like... When they're doing it, they're putting it in there and it just stretches?
Yeah, maybe I think you run under warm water and get it loose.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little bit of warm water will do the trick. Yeah. Trust me.
It's like one of those dinosaurs that you
Usually
and then it turns into a giant.
2 or 3 minutes, yeah. It starts as a pill
Well, I did. I honestly,
maybe they do that. Maybe the breast implants are just a dinosaur pill. They just slide them in there. And like, hurry up. Put some hot water on it. Usually a warm, damp rag will do the trick. And they leave it on about 2-3 minutes. Yeah, you got
big tits, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, $5,000. Hey, I'm good here.
Yeah. Unless you do it like Tijuana or something. It's going to be like 800.
Yeah.
Back then. 2-300.
2-300 is not bad. And I just kind of prophetic because I returned some cans today. And it was a big ordeal.
Oh, you had
a
can
story? I had a big ordeal returning cans.
Okay.
So it makes sense that we saw some big cans today.
Yeah. That's how the universe works.
So I went, you know, got my car to cans, push it into the can return spot. Everything's full.
And what do you mean full, Doug?
Every single station cans are being returned in it.
And oh, so they're occupied.
They're all occupied.
Okay.
And nobody's got less than a full cart at this time. And I'm like, well, okay, come on, guys. This is my time to return cans. So I just kind of push my cart to the side, and then I just go shopping. And I'm like, well, I'm going to go shopping. If someone steals my cans, whatever, good for them.
Yeah, at least they're being recycled.
But right? Like, yeah, 30 to 40 minutes in the store, come out, still full. Different people, though, so I did miss my chance.
Okay.
So then
you got to queue it up.
I know. I should have queued it up. So then I go out, I go back inside, use the bathroom, come back out. One person wrapped up, was able to return everything. But frustratingly, I got $9.90. So I had to get 90 cents that I'm never going to use and it's going to fall out of my pockets. And
oh, yeah.
So it's like 9 cans I shouldn't have returned.
Yeah. I actually had change the other day, which because I had to go to a cash bar. I'm like, what am I going to do with these 50 cents? Or whatever, I had like a bunch of quarters. Ended up, I had a low back tire, so I had to go to the air pump. Worked out perfectly. But yeah, what are you gonna do with 90 cents?
The provider will provide.
Yeah, I mean, back then, 90 is like, oh, I got fucking 90 cents. I could, you know, buy a house.
Yeah, yeah. Put a down payment.
Yeah, for sure. You know? Yeah, so at least 2-3%.
I think that was prophetic because we haven't had a can store in a minute. Well, outside of, you know.
Yeah.
The disaster of having to return your and Vince's burnt out cans. But
yeah, I thought we already covered that.
No, we did. I'm not going to bring it up again. I just thought, you know.
What had such an electrifying orgasm? Is that what he came up with? That spark.
Yeah. Sparking orgasm. So, shout out to Lefty
Vince. Electrifying orgasm. All right, let's get with this. Sable somehow just out of nowhere receives a heart-shaped chocolate box. Cheap candy.
I bet that came from Ahmed Johnson. I'd like to give a lady chocolate. It's in the shape of a heart, because that's my feelings for
it. He thought it was ball sack. He's my chocolate balls.
Just kind of the shape of my Pearl River powerhouse, if you know what I'm
talking about. Yeah, yeah. They were all out of, they just had the peak cut. And, you know, to Mark Murrow's point, he's annoyed with this already.
I mean, I get that.
You know, so he sends her backstage. Mm-hmm. She needs to cover up anyways, which right. I kind of disagree with them because.
But I was fine watching, you know, that we got to see her leave the ring and the camera was focused on her. And she was
right out of the
cans. It was a bouncy walk, you know, so I was happy about that.
It was a bouncy walk.
Just went down the stairs and then up the ramp.
So what's Meryl going to do? He doesn't have essentially a ring girl, a manager with them.
Well, he's got to bring out someone else beautiful, I think.
As beautiful as Sable?
The beautiful people, at least.
The beautiful people?
The beautiful people. Oh,
the beautiful, beautiful people.
The beautiful people.
I know you guys are thinking, the Marilyn Manson? Yeah, we kind of get that, but we called it Marilyn Dust
Sun. Oh, it's Gold Dust, dressed as Marilyn Manson.
Yep, and I'm just going to put it here because it's... him coming out, and then also the entire time he's walking down the ramp, Mark Merrow is singing The Beautiful People in the most monotoned fucking...
The Beautiful People. The Beautiful People.
I'll put it here.
That's great, though. Great content. Helps him. Honestly, he's facing Thrasher. Goldust gets a little distraction in. Merrow gives the little old punch to the dick.
Yeah.
And you get a W. So it's working. Sable wouldn't have pulled that off for him.
No, she wouldn't have. I like these guys together.
I think we got...
I like how, like, Mark Merrow is, like, this, like, badass, like, I beat my wife, don't give a fuck. But he's also like, I'll fuck a tranny.
Yeah. Yeah, at least she's not, disrespecting him the whole time.
That is true.
Yeah. Fucking Butterbean or whatever.
Because at the end of the day, they're not going to bitch that much. They're dudes.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, right. Do we cover this in any detail? Tiger Ali Singh has a promo video. What are your thoughts? Cover it?
Don't know what they're doing here. Like, wasn't he premiered at like One Night Only?
I think
so. And then he hasn't done anything since. I think he beat Leaf Cassidy. And then he hasn't been around, hasn't been mentioned.
I'd rather that talk about.
But then he was also mentioned before that, like the Kuwait thing. Like, he won that tournament. Like, the year after Ahmed did. So I don't know what they're doing with him. Like, they're like, okay, we're just going to mention this guy every 6 months. Or I don't know. But he's got a nice promo. Seems like he's living a nice life. He wants to be the greatest fighter of all time.
Yeah, he's got that.
Spoiler alert, he doesn't become the greatest fighter of all time.
That's not true?
No.
Oh.
Second best.
Okay. Yeah. It's like, remember the Brackish shit they were doing?
Yeah, Brackish. Yeah. Brackish was the number one guy I was talking about.
Do we ever get to see Brackish?
I don't think we've seen Brackish, and I don't think we will. Unless we start covering Shock on Saturday Night or something.
I don't want to. For a minute, we're like, this shit's kind of good. After a while, we're like, oh, God, yeah. Truth Commission need to be on something, so we'll put them on Shock on Saturday Night. Let's get moving to our next match, which is Farouk versus Crush. Yeah, we know. Let's get to it, though. Kama Mustafa, right outside the ring, tries to grab Crush's leg, but it ends up being Farouk's leg. And
Honest mistake.
It was a reverse. He just reversed him into the rope, so I get it, but also Farouk leaves. There's a big kerbobble with NOD. We can see that they're slowly falling apart. And, you know, after Royal Rumble, they already put their hands on each other. So they do a little bit here as well. Mm-hmm. Ends up being a count out. So Crush gets his first singles win.
Well, good for Crush.
I don't know if that's his
first single. It's not Crush, it's Chains, right?
Chainsaw Crush. Whatever.
It's definitely Chains.
Yeah. Chains. Whatever. All right. Barry Windham, he's joining the NWA with Jeff Jarrett, and they actually have a tag team match against Barry Windham's old partner, Bradshaw.
Blackjack Bradshaw. Who do you think Blackjack Bradshaw is going to pick as his partner, if you had one guess?
He could probably do it on his own.
He could, but it's a tag match. You might as well pick someone from the back.
Yeah, sure.
Who's the most fired up guy back there?
Oh, Taka.
Besides Taka, dude. Obviously, Taka's not going to fight with Blackjack.
Kane would be cool.
No. Kane's not fired up.
Oh, fired up. Yeah. From the event earlier?
Yeah.
Flash Funk, for sure. Flash Funk,
yeah. That's who he picks.
Is that who he is?
Also, Blackjack.
They could just leave it Blackjaw.
Blackjack.
Oh, because you were Blackjack, right? Like, oh, we didn't think about that. Because Flash is...
He's wearing funky. His wrestling gear. This chicken is funky.
This chicken's funky. Flash Funk ends up... I don't know what happened here. I don't know if this was intentional or what, but Flash Funk actually gets hurt outside of the ring and...
You think this part was not kayfabe? Of all the parts that were kayfabe and not kayfabe today?
I don't know. I feel like you could have had... I don't know.
But yeah, we don't really see what happens, but he's injured and he can't really continue in the match. So Bradshaw's got to face these guys by himself.
Well, he finds a way because he ends up doing a clothesline from hell to Jeff Jarrett. It was an awesome clothesline. I'll put it here. And... I want to say, ends up getting the win here, but I thought if they were to, I don't know. I just didn't think Jeff Jarrett would get pinned out of the whole
group. Yeah, I don't know what they're doing with these NWA guys. Like, they're supposed to be building them up and do something cool, or they're just like, oh, we're gonna make these guys jobbers and fucking bury them. So I think that's what's happening. But then they do get the upper hand. They get him in like a figure four and some type of arm choke, and then Barry Windham does a few belly flops on top of him.
Sure.
So it's got to hurt. That would hurt.
Yeah.
You get stretched by two guys and then have another guy right.
I will mention that they worked on his apparently bad knees from the NFL, so it wouldn't be surprising if he's in some sort of cast or brace in the next episode here. We're going to go to Michael Cole, who is at the hospital, and he's continuously giving us updates on, you know, how Chainsaw Charlie and Cactus Jack are doing. And he says that there's a big kerbopple
down here, guys,
and a bunch of security's at the hospital. So we don't know what's going on there. We don't know if DX is attacking these guys, if outlaws are out there. We don't know what's going on. But I know you guys haven't seen him in a while. Wink Collins, guys. Wink Collins. I know here. Do we ever cover Wink Collins?
I don't know if we ever did.
I've never seen this guy in my entire life.
If you had to guess, started tangent here. What NFL team that Bradshaw played for briefly?
I want to say maybe Atlanta Falcons, maybe Steelers, Houston Oilers, and I get one more guess. Okay. Can't say Chiefs.
Good guesses, but it was the Raiders.
That was my sixth. I swear to God, that was my sixth. I almost said Raiders before the Chiefs, but yeah.
Yeah.
But for all, what did he play for? Two, 3 years?
No, I think he just was 1 year there, but also played for the San Antonio Riders of the World League of American Football.
Oh, well, he's in a better place here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Went to Abilene Christian University, though.
Where's ACU? That?
ACU, Texas.
Oh, I thought it was up in Davis, California.
Oh, no. That's Davidson.
Oh, yeah. How could I forget? All right, so Wink Collins, guys, is out here, and he's talking about the ticket sales for WrestleMania. They sold out in 90 seconds.
I find that hard to believe. I
find it very hard to believe.
Without, like, the ticket really quick internet access?
Yeah.
Like, come on. Like, you know how hard it is to do anything in 90 seconds now?
Well.
Do you use an AOL online?
Yeah, what do you... Because don't you have to like go...
that 90, 80, or there's probably 20,000 people.
You call the hotline before.
You can have 20,000 people.
Then you have to pick it up at will call.
Right.
God, it was so bad back then. But yeah, 90 seconds, I find it hard to believe. But he's saying that you can still get tickets. And he's interrupted quickly because Kane is coming out. Kane ends up grabbing Wink Collins by the neck to give him a choke slam, and please God, don't do it because this guy is fragile.
Yeah.
Thank God it was time.
It's time.
It is Vader time. Vader's coming out. It actually gets on the mic instead of attacking Kane, and he says that he wants his ass at No Way Out. And he's also going to put Kane's fire out.
How's he going to do that?
Well, I'll tell you here, Tom.
Oh, okay.
Vader grabs a fire extinguisher and sprays the shit out of Kane.
Literally, putting his fire out.
Yeah.
So we got it. Is this our first No Way Out match?
That's been called, yeah.
Wow. Well, yeah. Let's
I know
go.
We mentioned before, JR called it In Your House No Way Out. The flyer, or the promo that you shot today does not say In Your House. Mm-hmm. It just says No Way Out. Maybe this pay-per-view might stay for a while.
Yeah, I think it does. Spoiler alert.
Right, we can't get all the spoilers. All right, moving on to the main event, shall we? Road Dogg Jesse James versus the Rattlesnake himself, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and from the get-go, by the way, Billy Gunn doing the entrance this time.
You didn't know?
Yeah. He says, you might as well check the Nelson ratings tomorrow, because we're going to be number one or something along those lines. Austin.
You must better check the Nelson ratings.
Austin comes out, does not waste any time, and is whooping both of these guys' ass.
I think they call it DQ here.
In the ring, and I think they just DQ the entire match.
Yeah, once Billy Gunn comes in and like tries to fight Stone Cold, the Stone Cold stunners him, they call it DQ.
Yeah.
So, but then the numbers game comes back to hurt Stone Cold. DX comes in, kind of traps him on the ropes.
As to be expected.
Talks a little bit of shit. Shawn Michaels rubbing the title in his face. Says, this is the closest you're ever going to get to this title. But before you know it, miraculously, back from the dead, like Lazarus in the Bible, Mick Foley, with his IV thing and his arm in a sling, he comes down, no shoes on, in his socks, and starts beating
I will
up.
Say, though, the hotel, the hospital socks with the grip on the bottom,
yeah,
you don't need shoes.
Yeah, well, exactly. And then Chainsaw Charlie's up in the ramp in his hospital gown with a chainsaw.
Yeah. Hospital gown, definitely open in the back, letting his ass breathe. Comes out with a chainsaw, and what a, just a 10 out of 10 way to end.
Man, end with a 9.2 out of 10 Raw right here. That is great content.
Yeah.
Does that mean the next Raw's going to suck?
Well, it all depends if Sonny gets her somas or not.
I know you want me.
I know you're in pain. I know that you want these somas. These drugs, yeah. Finally, we did get a good Raw. That was probably, to your point, I think the best Raw we've seen, at least this year, 1998, right?
Oh, definitely for 98. Yeah. I mean, it's only four Raws, I think, but five maybe. But
and we got an NOD DOA match.
Which is all you need. It's not going to be Boricua's DOA. We need it to be NOD DOA.
Yeah, either way it works out. New Age Outlaw, very fulfilled. Monday Night Raw, I mean, they really did put in the work.
They were the stars of the show.
Definitely the stars. So, yeah, it wouldn't be bad to add these guys to the roster of the DX. We got No Way Out, which is plugged 3 weeks from now?
Two, three weeks.
I mean, now that we're not hyping Mike Tyson, he's not there anymore, I feel like we can finally focus on getting good matches. I think the next one will be good.
All right.
We already got two bad ones out. You can't do it.
You know what? Maybe we'll start doing 3-2, 3-2, then 3-1, and 4, and they're all going to be good.
To the tree.
Great Raws every day.
Day. All right. Good night.
And God bless wrestling.